The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. A demoniac who could not speak was brought to Jesus, and when the demon was driven out, the mute man spoke. The crowds were amazed and said, "Nothing like this has ever been seen in Israel." But the Pharisees said, "He drives out demons by the prince of demons." Jesus went around to all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness. At the sight of the crowds, his heart was moved with pity for them, because they were troubled and abandoned like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest." The Gospel of the Lord. The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send laborers to his vineyards. A lot of times, you know, this passage is taken to mean about priests, you know, vocations to holy orders. And I think one thing is for us kind of maybe reflect on today, do we pray for more priests? We all complain that there is not enough priests. But do you pray to the master of the harvest to send more workers? But it's not only about religious vocations. It's also about lay ministries, sending people to do the proclaim the kingdom of heaven, but as lay people, because the lay people are the one that's out in the world. And that call, or answering that call, begin in the parish. How we begin to share our time and talent in building the kingdom, in preparing the future generation to continue the mission that Jesus has given us. We heard this passage also on Sunday's gospel from the Gospel of Luke, before Luke sent out the 72 to go and prepare the way for his coming to the towns and villages. And I gave the people a challenge that between now and end of September, to pray to have 72, add 72 new ministers to our community here at Holy Family. Because we have a shortage of laborers too now. And the harvests are really ready, and the fields are really ready for the harvest. We have our young people, our children, our grandchildren, our teenagers, our young adults, married couples. The whole world is searching for more meaning in life, for a better world. But what a better way than we as parishes become schools where we train people to become ministers of the Lord, laborers in his harvest, proclaiming the kingdom, a new way of life, a new way of looking at things. And what's interesting in today's gospel is Matthew puts it in the context that Jesus was moved by pity and compassion on the people, because they were sheep without shepherds. Jesus is our good shepherd. Do we feel that compassion on people that we know to lead them to Christ? Do we feel that sense of pity and call and sense of urgency to step up and share our time and talents so we can continue building the kingdom? You know, with COVID, the world has changed. There's many things that's different. And we can't think we're going to go back to what it was before. And even before COVID, we had a lot of shortage in ministers, whether religious orders, you know, vocations to the priesthood and religious life, or lay ministries in the parish. We need to pray to the master of the harvest to send us more workers. And I hope that you will be one of those workers so we can meet our challenge of adding 72 new ministers to our community at Holy Family.